Welcome back. Inside Surprise Stadium in Surprise, Arizona. I'm Josh Vernier. This is Vern's Hot Stove. If you missed the conversation with Royals Hall of Famer Mike Sweeney, it'll be up at 610sports.com. Just search out the Vern on Baseball podcast. Very simple. Vern on Baseball. Vern talking to other people about baseball, but we shortened it to just Vern on Baseball. You can find that, again, 610sports.com, and of course on the Odyssey app. You'll find all of our interviews from not just this show, but all the coverage out here in spring training. Now, I mentioned before the break, MJ Melendez, 41 bombs this past season across two levels of the minor leagues. Now, keep in mind, he was the Royals' second pick in the draft of 2017, went 52nd overall. Royals took Nick Prado with their first-round pick. They took MJ Melendez out of Daytona Beach, Florida, with their second pick. And in his first professional level, let's just call it first professional level at rookie ball in the Arizona Fall League, had a nice OPS of 791. 2018, he gets bumped up to low A Lexington and has an OPS of 814, looking really good. 2019, he's up to a high A Wilmington, but that OPS drops to 571. Reached some lows during that time, and then with the alternate site in 2020, the ability to find confidence, find what works for him as far as a routine and a swing is concerned. We saw it all come together last year in 2021. Last year, starting off in AA with Northwest Arkansas, MJ Melendez hit 28 home runs, had an OPS north of 1,000. And then in 150 AAA at-bats, he hit 13 home runs, an OPS north of 1,000. I asked him in our conversation yesterday, what did the confidence that you took into this offseason feel like, and how did it change the offseason, if at all?
It definitely changed the offseason. I think going into the offseason very confident, knowing my routine, what kind of got me there, knowing the process each and every day in and out, just staying consistent with that and going into the offseason with a plan. And at the end of the day, just staying very hungry, because at the end of the day, the past is in the past, and as good as it was, all it is now it's a confidence booster, and it's just another building block to where I want to be.
Is there a realization when you come to the offseason, as confident as I have to imagine after 41 bombs you were, when you realize, man, I'm the same guy as I was a few years ago, and maybe I didn't have this same confidence?
No, yeah, 100%. I think that confidence is something that really is a big part of my game. It helps me be the player that I was this past season, and I think that's something that might have been lacking in the past. In 2018, I kind of had it a little bit, and I lost it a little bit in 2019 after a little bit of a slow start. But I think that if I can stay confident throughout the year and just, play like if I was the best player on the field, I think that's something for me that I have to really feel internally in my head and really believe that. And it helps me, play better and helps me be a better teammate. And I know that if I'm not feeling good one day, what I have to do is do something good for the team. And that helps me, stay mentally sane. And at the end of the day, if we're winning a ball game, I'm happy regardless. So it's a bonus.
When did that happen? When you had that mindset of, even if I'm grinding right now, I still got to take the field like I'm the guy?
I think that happened probably in spring training last year. I realized, and I want to say it was right before 2018, that spring, my very first spring training, it was a minor league camp. As humble as possible on the outside, but internally I'm thinking, okay, I'm the best player here. There's nobody that can beat me. There's no pitcher when I'm facing that he's going to be better than me. And if I take that into every single at-bat, it really helps me. And it's not something that I just tell myself. It's something that I really believe. And, my perception is my reality, and that's something that I really like to live by, and something I kind of learned recently. But if you really believe it in your head, then that's your reality. That's real to you. Yeah, I mean, for somebody else, if you ask somebody else, they don't know what's inside your head, so they can't tell you, what everybody else sees. But in my head, that's what I believe, and it helps me perform at the highest level.
And it holds yourself to a certain standard. You're challenging yourself even when you're not on the field. outside of the internal battle, who in your life challenges you most to be the best?
I think my family is number one. They definitely, they're very hard on me when it comes to all aspects of life, whether it's baseball or just being the best man I can be, being a good role model, being good on and off the field. So I really thank them for that, just for keeping me accountable day in and day out. And then I think, of course, also on the baseball side is my teammates and my coaches. They do a very good job of that. I'm somebody that I just like to be told if, you know, if I'm doing something wrong, or, you know, if I come in and I'm not, you know, showing the best attitude for some reason or another, I don't know, you know, you're 140 games in my leagues, 162 in the big league. So, you know, you're not going to come in the best mood every single day. You know, stuff can happen off the field, whatever. But I think that, you know, my teammates, I have a couple guys that I'm very, very close with that I've come up playing with, you know, to name a few, Bobby, Nick, and Isbell, some of the guys that I'm very close with. And, you know, they do a really good job of, you know, helping me be the best version of myself every day. And if they kind of see that I'm not being my goofy self like I am in the locker room, they'll come up to me and say something. And I really appreciate that from them.
Was there ever a point, because I have to imagine last year, you know, the spotlight was so bright on all four of you, you know, you guys were doing such great things at all different levels. Was there a point early in your career where you felt like the spotlight's only on me, and not in a negative way or a braggadocious way, but too much pressure, putting too much on your shoulders?
Not in the sense that, you know, it would really affect me, but I think that, you know, the first, you know, probably 2 years, when it was just me and Nick, we definitely had that. You know, we were, of course, you know, the first two draft picks, in 2017, and, you know, we were young high school kids, you know, we didn't really know a whole lot. I think if we look back on those first 2 years, we've really come a long way, not just physically, not just performance-wise, but really mentally. And that's something that, you know, only experience can really help. I don't think there's really a whole lot that, you know, that could have been said to me at that point in time that would have really prepared me for what I would have gone through in the future at that point. But I think the experience plays a big part, and I'm very, very happy for everything that happened, the ups and the downs, because without that, I wouldn't be the player that I am right now.
Royals catcher MJ Melendez joining us a few more minutes here on 610 Sports Radio. So what are your hopes for this camp?
I think just going out there and you know, continuing and building on what I did last season, and, you know, just doing the best I can for my team day in and day out. At the end of the day, spring training is to get ready, but at the same time, I think Matheny said it the best yesterday, or might have been 2 days ago, is, you know, we come out here and we come to win games still. You know, winning is contagious. If you can win at the lower levels, if you can win in minor league games, if you can win in spring training games, you know, that's only going to push you further for the future. And, you know, it builds that winning culture. So I think that's the most important thing. But really just going out there every single day, competing, being the best player I can be, giving it 100% every single day. That's all I can really do.
Yeah, this Royals organization hasn't, of the past decade, I know they got a ring in 2015, but they haven't had many, you know, power hitters, guys that middle of the lineup drive in runs. Now, Salvi did his thing last year, and we all understand what Kenrys Morales did in the past on that championship ball club. But J.J. Piccolo has not been shy about talking about you, Bobby, and Nick as those kind of players that this organization hasn't had in a while, those 3, 4, 5 hitters that do damage. What's it like to hear the embrace of the general manager saying, you know, you guys are the horses that we plan on riding for the next decade?
It's an amazing feeling, you know, to have the fact that they really believe in us. And that's something that, you know, we've known that they've always believed in us. I know that JJ, Dayton, all the front office, all the staff, they've always believed in me, even after a really crappy 2019. And, you know, that's really helped me a lot. I love the organization. I love the organization for that. You know, they have their players' backs, and if that doesn't show, and our performances don't show that, then I don't know what will. But I'm very, very happy. I'm very grateful, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I think he's completely right, and I think that we have an amazing group of guys that are not only on the team right now, but also coming up, and it's going to be really exciting next few years.
Being the son of a coach, I feel like I know this answer, but are you a big question guy inside the clubhouse? Are you picking brains of, well, I don't know who specifically, are you picking their brains?
Yeah, I mean, I like to learn. I think a lot of it for me, too, is just kind of watching how guys go about their business. I think that's the biggest thing, because anybody can talk the talk, but if you can walk the walk, that really shows a lot as well. So to be able to see how the vet guys go about, you know, their process, their routines, it tells a lot. And I think the guys here are the guys that have been in the big leagues for a while with the Royals do a very good job of that, and it's really fun to learn from them. Of course, Salvi does an amazing job, just as anybody. Just as the best of them, you know. So it's really good to be able to learn from him. Obviously, being in the same position, it's really cool, and it's unique because not everybody can say that, you know.
What have you seen over the years observing Salvi? What makes him the best? As he's, you know, case could be made, he's the best in the world behind the dish.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, not being complacent. You know, even after a good year, you still see him going in, doing his early work, working hard every single day. And that's something I can really relate to. It's something that, you know, it doesn't matter how good you did the last year, because that's in the past. You know, it's about getting better and better every single year. You know, he's still learning after being in the league for a long time. I'm sure he's still learning stuff every single season. So, you know, it's really cool to see that. And the same thing with all the other guys. You know, there's a lot of guys on this team that, you know, you can really see that. Whit Merrifield's another one that, you know, just seeing the way that they go about their business. And it's really cool to see. And it's something that I really look forward to, you know, implying in my career as well.
How important is catching to you? Is that, you know, who you are at your core?
Yes, definitely. I love catching. I've been catching ever since I can remember. So it's a passion of mine. I absolutely love it. I love how, you know, it's not just about me. It's about the pitcher. And, you know, if you're having a rough day at the plate, it kind of gets your mind off of you. You have to go out there and you have to go to war. You have to go be there for your pitcher, have his back, you know, call pitches, be in the game, be locked in. So I've always had a passion for catching. I love it.
Royals backstop MJ Melendez, final few minutes here on 610 Sports Radio. I've seen you stand in during some BPs and then, of course, catching plenty of these arms. I'll let the Royals fans listen and just give us a few names who's standing out to you.
Oh, man. I mean, all the guys are looking really good, and I think it's kind of tough to say. It's been a couple of days only. I've only caught, you know, a few arms, but man, I think all the young guys, you know, all the vet guys, you know, they always look good. Those guys, they always look good. You know, of course, Brad Keller, Brady Singer, those guys are all doing good. But, you know, it's pretty cool to see also guys that I've played with, like Jackson Kowar, made his debut, Daniel Lynch, Angel Zerpa, Jonathan Heasley. All those guys, you know, that they've made their debut, but they're still, like, haven't even scratched the surface, you know? Like, they're going to be so, so good. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do, not only this year, but, you know, in years to come.
All right, then just give me one pitch. One pitch. You can pick any pitcher that's out there. You know, full count, bases, juice, bottom ninth. I want one pitch from one pitcher on this staff, and you're not slamming anybody. These are all your boys. What's that pitch you're calling? Who's on the bump?
Oh, man, that's a really tough one. That's a really tough one.
Man, I'll let you go after that.
I would have to say probably Kowar's changeup, because I've seen so many times hitters know it's coming and still not even have a chance. So I like that. That how gross it is that you can know it's coming and still not hit it. So that'd probably be my pick.
MJ, thanks a lot.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
That's Royals prospect MJ Melendez, added to the 40-man roster this offseason, putting on a light show at a BP cage daily here in Surprise, Arizona.